The first thing about visualization, and the key to understanding it, is that you act on the image that you have consistently. Whatever it is that you're doing, this is true for gaining wealth. If you continually convince yourself that you're poor, that you can't make any money, that this is your lot in life, that it's because of your inheritance, because of where you happen to live, or whatever it may be, that this is something that you are stuck with, then that's how you're going to start acting. You're going to act on whatever picture you have, and you'll consistently go through life expecting not to be able to overcome that. It's true of everything. That's the first part of visualization. You act on the pictures that you have. So you go to work on the pictures, all right? The second thing is that when you visualize something, what you have to understand is that everything you visualize is already here. Where else could it be? On another planet, in another solar system, in another reality system, in another dimension? It's here. If you want to sell 5 million widgets to somebody else and you've only got 100, the 5 million widgets may not be here, but who are you going to sell them to? I mean, that's basically what you're looking at. And those 5 million people are here someplace. They've got to be on this planet. We're not talking about selling them to Martians. They're here. All you have to do is tune in. You have to tune in to them, all right, and help them to have the same image that you have about them buying your widgets. That's the second thing about visualization. And the third, and I think perhaps the most important thing about understanding the power of visualization, is that when you visualize something and you want it to work for you, all you have to do is continually keep that image in your head. Don't let it go away. Don't let somebody else convince you that you can't have that image. That process of imagery, of visualization, is that it's already here. You can make it happen because you understand that your behavior comes from the pictures that you have, and that picture doesn't have to go away unless you send it away. That's the power of visualization.